2 Chronicles chapter 30. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah, at Jerusalem, to keep the Passover to the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel. Because the king had taken counsel, and his princes, and all the congregation in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. Because they could not keep it at the right time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently, neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover to the Lord Jehovah God of Israel at Jerusalem. Because they had not done it in a long time in such a way as it was written. So the messengers went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, You children of Israel, turn again to the Lord Jehovah God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you, who have escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And do not be like your fathers, and like your brothers, who did evil deeds against the Lord Jehovah God of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now do not be stubborn, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord Jehovah, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord Jehovah, your God, that the fierceness of his anger may turn away from you. Because if you turn again to the Lord Jehovah, your brothers and your children shall find compassion before those who lead them captive, so that they shall return into this land. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if you return to him. So the messengers passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh even to Zebulun. But they laughed them to scorn, and mocked them. Nevertheless various ones of Asher and Manasseh and of Zebulun humbled themselves, and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah the hand of God was to give those one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes, by the word of the Lord Jehovah. And there assembled at Jerusalem many people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month. April, May. A very great congregation. And they arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense they took away, and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, April, May. 3400 642 BC. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed, and sanctified themselves, and brought in the burnt offerings into the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah. And they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood, which they received from the hand of the Levites. Because there were many in the congregation who were not sanctified, therefore the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for everyone who was not clean, to sanctify them to the Lord Jehovah. Because a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim, and Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they ate the Passover contrary to the law as it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Lord Jehovah pardon everyone who prepared his heart to seek God, the Lord Jehovah God of his fathers, even though he was not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And the Lord Jehovah listened to Hezekiah, and healed the people. And the children of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord Jehovah day by day, singing with loud instruments to the Lord Jehovah. And Hezekiah spoke words of encouragement to all the Levites who taught the good knowledge of the Lord Jehovah. And they ate throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings, and making confession to the Lord Jehovah God of their fathers. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep another 7 days, and they kept another 7 days with gladness. Because Hezekiah king of Judah gave to the congregation 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep. And the princes gave to the congregation 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Judah, with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation who came out of Israel, and the strangers who came out of the land of Israel, and who lived in Judah, rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem. Because since the time of Solomon the son of David king of Israel there was nothing like it in Jerusalem. Then the priests the Levites arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy home place, even to heaven.